USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett continue, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says her faith shouldn't be on the table. He told reporters in Ohio faith should not be questioned, a lesson he learned in a previous election.
No, faith should not be considered. None. I don't think there's any questions about her faith. You may remember I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay? And I took him on. Anybody, no one's faith should be questioned.
Tech stocks led a surge as the market posted a six-week high on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 250 points to close up nearly a full percent. The S&P 500 gained 1.6% on the day, and the NASDAQ Composite surged up 296 points, gaining 2.5% in the day's trading. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden hasn't answered questions about whether he would try to expand the Supreme Court if elected. That ambiguity doesn't sit well with Vice President Mike Pence. He told Fox News that the American people deserve to know if Joe Biden will try to change an institution like the Supreme Court.
It really is outrageous that on Friday, Joe Biden said that the American people don't deserve to know whether or not he's going to pack the court, a court that's been nine justices for 150 years. But here the liberals go. They're going to say, if we can't win by the rules, we're going to change the rules after the election. We're going to add seats to the court and obviate what Republicans are doing in their constitutional duty.
The Nobel Prize in Economics has gone to two American economists whose work improved auctions. Stanford professors Paul Milgram and Robert Wilson were awarded the prize Monday for what the Nobel Committee called improvements to auction theory and inventions of new auction formats. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
For the first time since 1983, there wasn't a Columbus Day parade in New York City. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
There was no in-person Columbus Day parade in New York City this year. The Columbus Heritage Foundation, which plans the event, announced the decision in a video posted to its website and YouTube channel on Friday, saying this was due to the coronavirus pandemic. In recent years, a collection of cities and states have chosen to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous People Day, including Minnesota, Vermont, and San Francisco. As far as what people get wrong about Christopher Columbus, Dr. Robert Royal tells Fox News,
"Look, if your kids have gone to public schools for the past couple of decades, the two phrases they probably learned about Columbus is one, that he was a genocidal maniac, which of course no historian really believes, or that he was worse than Hitler. Now, Hitler killed 40 million people and then actually did try a genocide against the Jews. He killed 6 million Jews in Europe. So these comparisons are ridiculous, but they have been part of our educational system for decades. And that's one of the reasons why these young people, you see them stomping on statues of Christopher Columbus, because, and I don't even blame them, because they've been taught that he's some sort of monster.
Two deaths have been reported in the aftermath of Hurricane Delta, as thousands are still without power. At least 200,000 remained without power on Monday as crews in Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi continued work to repair the damage. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.